Today I'm going to talk about something that I feel like we're getting a lot more calls about than we used to, and that's fussy newborns. So I'm not sure why that is, but I do have some theories. I think it may be because right now, particularly with COVID, we don't have as much help from others like grandparents and other friends as we used to. I think more of our interactions are on social media, where we typically see more of the good and not the bad. And I think that generally we just have a higher sense of anxiety right now, and that may be causing us to focus on what might be normal fussiness, and it might be excessive, but I definitely think that we're more aware of what's of the downsides of being a new parent. But the bottom line is that babies can be very fussy. They will have fussy periods. It's not always clear when it's too much, when you should be worried, but here are some things that might help. So one of the things I always like to remind families is that not all fussy babies are in pain. They often cry because they're hungry, they're tired, they have a dirty diaper, and sometimes they cry just because. So when they start crying, it's important to cycle through their possible needs, but know that it doesn't always mean that something is dangerously wrong. Babies cry the most during the first 3 months of life. They cry an average of about 2 hours per day during the first few weeks. That is a lot. Fortunately, that's already dropping to 60 minutes a day by month three, so there is a light at the end of the tunnel, but that first few weeks and months can be really challenging. Abnormal crying is really hard to define because the amount that a child cries can vary pretty significantly, and the context and character of the crying is probably more important than duration. But if a baby can't be consoled for an hour straight, or there's something else going on, they don't look right otherwise, they're not feeding well, they should probably be evaluated. It's important to know that some babies cry more than others. Some parents are able to tolerate more crying than others, and that's often even different ability to tolerate within two parents. So if you have a baby that is generally more fussy with the family that has a harder time with the crying, it can really escalate the stress that's felt. Some people have tried to define excessive crying as colic, but I've really gotten away from using strict definitions for colic because they generally aren't helpful. But basically, a colicky baby is probably one that cries more than others. But just because a baby is colicky or extra fussy doesn't mean there's something different is going on. It can just be their temperament. So once you've accounted for all the possible needs and you feel comfortable the baby's not in danger, it's perfectly okay to leave them alone to fuss in their crib for a while. It can give you a chance to regroup, and then you can be better prepared to meet their needs the next time around, especially if you're starting to feel stress. One thing that's a common question right now about fussy babies is my baby having reflux, or is there a milk protein allergy going on? These are not as common as you would think, based on what your friends might suggest when you suggest that your baby might be fussy, but they are possible. So sometimes that it could be a stomach issue, would be extreme fussiness right after or towards the end of feeds, or if the baby is having bloody or mucousy stools. Fussiness and straining with stools is completely normal in the newborn period. So they are learning what muscles to push with. They are pushing with every muscle in their body and not in a coordinated way. But if the stool comes out soft, then they aren't constipated. Even if they go days without stooling, they're unlikely to be uncomfortable from stool if it comes out soft. Generally speaking, dangerous causes of fussiness progressively worsen over a short period. So if your baby's a little fussy this morning, worse this afternoon, and inconsolable this evening, that would be much more concerning than a baby who's fussy for some period throughout most days, like every night they get cranky at 9 o'clock. So if your baby is having that progressive fussiness, and particularly if they're inconsolable, then call and talk to someone or have them seen. When you're dealing with a more fussy baby, just generally more fussy, the best thing you can do is get some help. And this might look a little different right now, but finding support, talking to someone about it can be very difficult, can be very helpful in what can be a very difficult time. Good luck, everybody, and always reach out if you have more questions.